nurse evaluation be dated 1/14/2013. Physician's name, Albert Fink Jr., F-I-N-K. Penn Care Internal Medicine Associates of Delaware County, 605 West State Street. Media PA 19063-2620. Patient's name, Lori Antonelli, L-O-R-R-I, A-N-T-O-N-E-L-L-I. Date of birth, 9/19/38. Dear Dr. Fink, thanks for the referral of your patient, Lori Antonelli, to Precision Physical Therapy. Period. Your referring diagnosis is left shoulder tendonitis. Period. The patient was evaluated today and summarized below the results of the initial evaluation and plan of care. History of present illness. The patient is a 74-year-old female who's been experiencing pain in bilateral shoulders since undergoing chemotherapy treatments in late February 2012, period. Presently, her pain ranges from a 0 to a 6 out of 10, period. The worst pain primarily occurs with sitting, period. No reports of altered sensation, period. Severe pain also occurs with reaching, which she notes weakness, during which time she notes weakness, period. Presently, left shoulder pain greater than right shoulder pain, period. Past medical history, colon, obese, period. Lumpectomy in August 2011, followed by chemotherapy treatments. Let's say breast lumpectomy performed in August 2011 on her right side, followed by chemotherapy treatments, period. Hypertension described by the patient, period. That's good. Let's go on to social history. The patient is married and she is retired, period. No hobbies reported, period. Next section. Objective testing. Palpation, colon, tenderness palpated along supraspinatus tendon and surrounding acromion bilaterally, as well as left biceps tendon, comma, anterior deltoids and pectoralis muscles, period. Next section, posture, colon. Rounded shoulder and forward head posture with obese stature, period. Next section. All right, let's go on to active range of motion, right over left. Shoulder flexion, 135 over 140. Internal rotation, L3 over L4. Next section, passive range of motion, right over left, asterisk equals pain in axilla, A-X-I-L-L-A, double asterisk, superior shoulder slash upper arm pain. All right, shoulder flexion, 138 asterisk over 150 double asterisk, abduction, 110 asterisk over 110 asterisk, internal rotation, 80 over 21 double asterisk, external rotation, 32 asterisk over 62. Next section, Hawkins-Kennedy test, colon, negative bilaterally. Next line, AC shear test, colon, negative bilaterally. Next line, Jurgensen's test, colon, positive bilaterally. Y-E-R-G-A-S-O-N apostrophe S. Next line, mango muscle test, right over left, 0 to 5 scale. Shoulder flexion, 3 plus over 3 plus. Abduction, 4 minus, asterisk over 4 minus. Internal rotation, 4 plus over 5. External rotation, 3 minus over 3. Next section, assessment, colon. The patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with possible bilateral shoulder tendonitis, period. Also, possibility of full thickness tear, bilateral supraspinatus tendons. Period, shoulder pain greater left greater than right, period. Patient notes latex allergy, with ergenidid. I told you put latex allergy. Let's just put poor functional use of shoulders at this time period. Patient is the patient is very skeptical with rehabilitation involving her chronic shoulder pain period. Right shoulder involvement, and excuse me, right shoulder pain seems also to be involving scar tissue into the axilla, secondary to lumpectomy 11 months ago, period. Short-term goals to be met in 2 weeks. Number one, decrease pain to a 0 to 5 out of 10 with ADLs. Number two, increase range of motion 5 to 10 degrees. Number three, increase strength 1/2 grade. Number four, initiate home exercise program. Long-term goals, number one, decrease pain to a 0 to 2 out of 10 with all activities. Number two, ability to reach and put away dishes with pain not exceeding 2 out of 10 in bilateral shoulders. Number three, increase range of motion and strength to within functional limits bilaterally. Number four, independence and compliance with home exercise program. Treatment plan, the overall plan of care will include a progression of stretching, strengthening, and scapular stabilization exercises, all to be included in her home exercise program, as well as a progressive, as well as joint mobilizations, comma, passive range of motion stretching, comma, and cryotherapy, PRN, period. Ms. Antonelli will be treated for a frequency of 2 to 3 times per week for approximately 4 weeks, period. Rehabilitation potential for this patient is good, period. Goals and rehabilitation potential were discussed with the patient, period. Thank you once again for your referral and the opportunity to work with you and your patient. Sincerely, Jeff Morley, MSPT, and the dictation.